I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado districts will not be receiving $1.6 billion to fund their schools. Stephanie Daniel has more.
Voters said no to Amendment 73, which would have raised income taxes on corporations and the wealthy and adjusted property taxes. Lisa Weil is the executive director of Great Education Colorado, one of the organizations that spearheaded the amendment. She says, despite the loss, they will keep fighting for more money.
We are united in our vision of a Colorado where every student, no matter where they live, no matter how they learn, can thrive.
Weil says supporters of 73 look forward to working with the legislature and Governor-elect Polis to find a solution to the state's school funding issue. I'm Stephanie Daniel.
Proposition 112 failed to pass, but supporters of increased oil and gas well setbacks in Colorado say they're not giving up on the idea. Ann Lee Foster is with Colorado Rising, the group behind the failed setback proposition. She says the group will not stop and will likely pursue similar ballot measures in future elections.
We're going to continue to try and put common sense protections in place from our communities and keep dangerous drilling away from our homes and schools.
Protect Colorado, the anti-112 campaign, issued a statement applauding 112's defeat. It said, quote, "The oil and natural gas industry and its employees look forward to discussing concerns with reasonable people looking for reasonable solutions." You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.